Introduction. Army public affairs doctrine is consistent and compatible with joint public affairs doctrine and policy, as well as Department of Defense and Department of the Army public affairs policies. It describes the fundamental principles and concepts that provide information to internal and external international and national key actors who have a vested interest and involvement, audiences, and publics. This publication includes public affairs functions, core tasks, tenets, and characteristics for commanders, planners, and other users of Army public affairs. Public affairs professionals use this manual to plan and execute public affairs strategy, planning, operations, and training. This publication is based on current force structure and materiel capabilities. It is authoritative, but not prescriptive. Public affairs professionals apply their professional knowledge, skills, and judgment when recommending command transformations to the principals in this publication to meet specific situations. This updated version of FN3-61 adds discussion of communications strategy within public affairs operations, fully coinciding with the 2020 update of AR360-1. Revisions were designed with commanders in mind, as the first three chapters are now dedicated to the commander's public affairs program responsibilities and communication synchronization. The merge between public affairs and visual information led to the change to include visual activities and planning. In addition, this version incorporated more inclusivity in alignment with Department of Defense and joint policy and guidance. FM3-61 contains 9 chapters. Chapter 1 provides an overview of communication strategy from the commander's perspective. It first explains commander's communication strategy, outlines the public affairs mission, and explains the public affairs mandate under Title 10 United States Code. Chapter 1 details how public affairs activities, core tasks, and tenets and characteristics support the commander and aid mission accomplishment. Lastly, the chapter describes how a communication strategy is integrated into operations through mission command, the operational framework, synchronization, and visual information. Chapter 2 details methods used by public affairs personnel to advise the commander on the development and execution of an effective communication strategy. The chapter then explains the importance of the commander's guidance to public affairs in developing the commander's communication strategy and establishing the priorities for public affairs operations. Next, the chapter stresses the importance of the commander granting timely access to the public affairs officer. Finally, it describes the relevance of time to public affairs operations in achieving the desired effects. Chapter 3 addresses the Army public affairs staff and its organization to support commanders and their communication strategies at all levels of command. It describes the roles and responsibilities of various public affairs personnel, including commissioned officers, non-commissioned officers, soldiers, and Army civilians, in providing public affairs support to Army operations. The chapter also details the various public affairs organizations and which echelon they are tailored to support. Chapter 4 examines the relationship between public affairs training and an effective communication strategy. It outlines individual and collective training requirements for public affairs soldiers and units. The chapter also emphasizes the importance of conducting public affairs training for non-public affairs units and highlights the roles, responsibilities, and methods that public affairs leaders and soldiers use to provide this training. Chapter 5 describes how public affairs planning is integrated within the operations process. Planning is an activity of command and control and involves effective use of the military decision-making process. Public affairs planning occurs during all activities of the operations process. The public affairs officer is responsible for producing the public affairs estimate, proposed public affairs guidance, and Annex J, public affairs. This chapter introduces the commander's communication synchronization process as a method for coordinating and synchronizing public affairs activities during operations. Information on how Army Public Affairs develops and implements a crisis communication strategy and the essential components and process of developing a communication plan are also presented in this chapter. Chapter 6 provides information on media facilitation. Public affairs provides the capability to assist civilian news media representatives at home station and in a deployed environment. The objective of media facilitation is to support news media agencies' efforts in covering operations to tell the Army's story. Chapter 7 defines the role of public affairs in managing an organization's communication to various audiences. It examines the concept of segmentation and describes public communication from the perspective of audiences, stakeholders, and key publics. Additionally, this chapter covers basic principles of command information, community engagement, and communication synchronization, while introducing various supporting products. Finally, this chapter concludes with an examination of various regulations, laws, and policies that apply to the conduct of ethical and effective public affairs operations. Chapter 8 describes the role of public affairs in countering misinformation and disinformation. It defines and describes misinformation and disinformation while emphasizing the importance of countering disinformation effects. This chapter explains disinformation tactics and offers methods for identifying misinformation and disinformation. The chapter emphasizes expedient release of information to counter disinformation and deter adversaries. Finally, the chapter outlines tactics for countering misinformation and disinformation in various media, including social media. It also describes the strategic narrative and how public affairs counters the adversarial narrative. Chapter 9 defines the role of public affairs in digital media management and social media presence. It first defines digital media management as it differs from social media maintenance. Additionally, this chapter covers the components of a digital media management strategy. It concludes with a definition of social media and the requirements for establishing a social media presence. This publication contains 7 appendixes. Appendix A details the format and content for public affairs running estimates. Proposed public affairs guidance is discussed in Appendix B. Appendix C illustrates and explains the details in Annex J, Public Affairs, to the base order or plan. The communication plan is covered in Appendix D. Appendix E gives an overview of media facilitation products. Appendix F details a message map and ways to use it to interact with the media. The final appendix covers public affairs professional development.